the last words today, verse number 13. Yajna Shishtashina Santaha.
Yajna Shishtashina Santaha.
Mujyante Sarva Kilbishaihi.
Mujyante Sarva Kilbishaihi.
Bunjate Te Twagham Papaha.
Bunjate Te Twagham Papaha.
Ye Pachantyatma Karanat. So this point is so important that Bhagavan feels he needs to hammer it a little more. Just as a carpenter, he hammers the nail till it is deep. So he feels that Arjuna needs, and we all need to hear this point one more time. So he gives it in a different way, slightly different, but a similar idea. Yajna Shishta. Yajna Shishta means the remnants of Yajna. So when we do a yajna, when we do a spiritual sacrifice, then what is remnant? Remnant as the prasad. So when you offer to the Lord, what is left over after yajna is the prasad. So yajna shishta ashina. Ashina means eat. So those who eat the offerings of yajna. So yajna means sharing with others, not keeping for myself. But sharing with others, a person who eats after offering to all the devas, to all the people, they muchyante sarva kilbishaihi, they get freed. Muchyante means they, moksha, they get freed from sarva kilbishaihi, from all sins, from all negativities. So what happens when you share, then automatically your desires get less, your greed gets less, your anger, your jealousy. But if you don't share and you say, I will keep what I want, then desire leads to greed, anger, jealousy, hatred, competitiveness, selfishness. So giving reduces all these, reduces my selfishness, reduces my desire, and taking increases it. So those who share with others and then eat, then they are said to be freed from all sins. And bhunjate te tvagham papatu, but those who pachanti atma karanat, so those who eat, pachanti means eat for, cook for, pachanti means cook, so those who cook and eat for atma karanat, only for myself, atma karanat, they eat, what do they eat? Twagham agham papa. Agham means ghor papa, like this advanced type of sin. So these people are advanced sinners who just keep for themselves and do not share. So what are sins? Sins, as we said, negative qualities, negative tendencies. But sins also mean vasanas. When as I develop more selfishness, I increase my desire, I want more and more, I increase my vasanas, and the more vasanas I develop, the more the thicker veil of ignorance, and it separates me from God who is within. That's why in the presence of a saint, you feel that you are in the presence of God, because they have minimum desires, minimum wants, minimum needs. So what, sins is nothing but these vasanas, these negative tendencies. And we find in this world that me first is becoming so common, looking out for number one. As long as I have a comfortable life and as long as I have what I want, at the end of the year, I'll think about it. If I have anything left over, I'll give it. Otherwise, forget it. I'll just transfer it to next year. So that is the tendency, me first. And that tendency is what is causing the problem. So if I share with others, as I am earning, I realize that society has blessed me. I have to give back. The best example is a hostess. Now she has invited all her guests. Now suppose the hostess starts eating first. She said, I don't care whether they get or not. Let me fill my plate and put it in. No, that's not a good hostess. The good hostess will serve everybody, make sure everybody is well fed, make sure there's enough food, and make sure that... And then she will go and fill her plate. So when we can do that in a party, why can't we do that in life? That let me share with others, let me make sure others are comfortable. Then it does not mean that you don't eat or you don't enjoy, but you keep the welfare of others as you are going through life, as I am earning. And what is important is to see the big picture, the whole big picture, not only the limited picture of who I am or what can I get. That's what John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And another beautiful example is IIT, you know, the Indian Institute of Technology. You all know we grew up in India. And they say that to train an engineer from IIT for 4 years, the Indian government spent 17 lakhs on one. So our fees, our tuition, does not cover even 1/100th of the cost. And this was many years ago. Probably now has gone up to 50 lakhs. So the point is that, and the Indian government is what? Indian government is not some entity. It is the people. So it is collecting taxes from people to nourish this one child who is studying in IIT, or same thing in medical school. You know, those of us who went there, our tuitions are so minute and so much money is spent. Or you look at the Cal State or the UCs, you know, the California government is putting in so much money to support these institutions to train these students and graduates. But if the graduate comes out and says, you know, I don't care what happens. No. If I have studied, then I have to support my alumni where I graduated from. I have to support, give back to the society, because society has given me so much to make me an engineer or make me a doctor or even to get me educated, even to get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. And the same thing we find in Sandipani. Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda started Sandipani Sadhanalaya. Sandipani was Sri Krishna's guru, and he named that place where students who are graduates of college graduates, or some of them are engineers, computer programmers, and they are taught for 2 years free. They are given all the lodging, the boarding, the food, the books, the pencils, toothpaste, toothbrush, clothes, everything is given to these people for 2 years. And why is it given? Because then these 40 or 60 people who come out after 2 years then serve the society. And that's from where all our gurus have come. Swami Ishwarananda ji, Guruji Swami, you know, Tejomayananda ji, Swami Swarupananda ji, who will be coming here shortly, Vimal ji, you know, all these Swami Chidatmananda ji, whom we heard, Swami Bodhatmananda ji. So the point is that by nourishing these institutions, the whole society benefits. And there was one Gurudev traveling all over the world. Now there are hundreds of, you know, minimum smaller acharyas who are there in all the 300 centers. So the point is that when we nourish society, then society nourishes back. But one who only keeps for himself is a thief, and he's eating sin because he's creating negativity. So that's the essence of these three verses, that what is true yajna spirit and who is the altar of worship, the devas whom we are worshipping are nothing but the natural forces and the community at large. If I nourish the community will nourish me back. If I just keep for myself, then the community will suffer and eventually I will suffer. That's what happens in capitalistic societies, where a few people become very rich, or even in communist, we find that the few people on the top are getting everything and the majority are suffering or kept in prison. So that is the essence of these three verses. We have a few minutes. Any questions, any comments?
You meant by the word dumb.
Dumb means one who can't speak. Not means not as stupid, but dumb also means one who cannot speak. So in India, before they eat in the morning, they say that you should feed one animal, one bird, nourish the plants, feed swamis, feed beggars, and then you should eat. So they actually go out and look for cows to feed, or birds. They will put food out for the birds, or they will find a swami to feed, or a beggar to feed. So before a householder eats, it is his duty to go out and find four or five such people. So that's what he means by that.
Just the householder or the whole family?
I mean, yeah, householder means, yeah, the whole family, obviously. Yes. Yeah, so deva, deva means, you know, worship the gods. Bhuta means the beings. Then Brahma is the Brahmanas. And then the animals. And what is the last one?
Pitra.
Pitra. And the ancestors. So you express your appreciation to your ancestors for all they have done for us. So before you start eating, you have to offer mentally to all of them. And physically, actually, if you can, yes. Yes. Right. Now, thank you. Yeah, that's a very good point. At the end, we have to come back to Arjuna. Why is he telling him? Because Arjuna was thinking about myself, that I will be committing a sin, you know, papa, I'll be doing. So he said, papa is running away from your duty, but doing your duty, because you have the talent. You are a warrior from childhood. You have been trained. And now this is a war of dharma against adharma, good against evil, righteous against unrighteous. So it is your duty to offer in this yajna. This battle is also a yajna. Yajna is not only sitting around a fire and offering swaha, swaha, but a field of action is a yajna where I am working, and each one of us has to offer our talents for the whole of society. So here, if Arjuna had run away from the battle, the evil would have triumphed because he was their best warrior. And without him, the Pandavas would have become disheartened and would have lost, and evil would have triumphed. So when he telling him yajna spirit, what he's telling him is that it is your duty to give, not only take. All your life you have been taking people. You lived like a king and you were nourished and you were trained. Of course, then he went to the forest and all, but that was out of their own foolishness because they gambled. But the point is that you were nourished from childhood for this particular job, and now when you are faced with a situation where you have to give back to society, protect the good and destroy the evil, you cannot run away. Yes, well, that's very good point.
Yeah, not doing our duty, but true. Everything, every plants, they give fruits, they give, everything is giving sun.
Yes, yes. True. True. Sun, the rain, the wind, everything. Yeah.
Everything is in
youngness,
in
right.
Harmony, basically.
Right. That's what they say, no? Garden of Eden was created before Adam and Eve. So that means the Lord created the perfect conditions, and then for Adam and Eve to come and flourish, but not to come and destroy. So that was the idea. That's the same concept in the Bible also. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a comment.
Oh, I just saw that Sandy Panda.
Sandipani,
what,
yeah.
What is
Sandipani was Shri Krishna's guru. When Shri Krishna was a young boy, he went and studied there. So the Chinmaya mission in Bombay, Swami Chinmaya Nandaji Gurudev, started a training institute for students. Sandipani Sadhanalaya, it's called. Sadhanalaya means that's where. So he named it after Sandipani, who was Shri Krishna's guru. So that's the place where all these young students studied, right? And then they become acharyas, they become teachers, they become swamis.
Oh, that
after
was, that's
they,
the name of the
right, name. Right, right. After they graduate, they become that.
And what if the ocean water rises up, wind doesn't, they're waiting there to catch it and bring it to the, it just automatically.
No problem, but that's the whole cycle. And when you do not participate in that, you're breaking the cycle. It's taking, giving, it has to be. So when one person takes and doesn't give, then he breaks that cycle. And that's where the problems
land
arise.
The same thing, you don't plant trees.
Right. That's right.
And you don't flourish the land.
That's true. Yeah, they say if you cut one tree, you should plant three others.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because otherwise, how will we get oxygen? See, the trees are the ones that give us oxygen. And as we are indiscriminately destroying the forests, we are just creating more carbon and we are warming the earth. And that's what we just read about the Antarctica. The whole one big segment of the Antarctic ice has dissolved and broken off. And if it continues, all of these ice things will melt and then the oceans will rise. But they are a source of a lot of the water is stored there and can be utilized, but everything will become sea water and we are losing a very valuable source. And the whole earth is being warmed, and that's why we have all these hurricanes. And once the temperature rises, you know, there's so many bad things will happen, you know, everything. So, but that is where man is headed. What can we do? Very good. Now, these are some very good points. Thank you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Guru Hari Om. Thank you.